With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. During his winning presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised to deport illegal aliens, a plan approved by most voters who say they expect him to keep that promise. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 64% of likely U.S. voters approve of Trump's promise on day one of his next presidential administration to launch the largest deportation program in American history to get the criminals out, including 46% who strongly approve. 33% disapprove of Trump's promise of deportations, including 23% who strongly disapprove.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says he will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He's also nominating North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to head up the Department of the Interior. And former Congressman out of Georgia, Doug Collins, has been tapped to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Also at SRNNews.com, a U.S. diplomat blaming Mexico's government for looking the other way when it comes to that country's massive drug problem. We have more on that story now from correspondent Rita Foley with all the details.
The U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, is blasting the Mexican government, saying it's denying the crime, rampant violence, and police corruption there. He cited recent violence in the state of Sinaloa as an example. The police chief there said yesterday they found a pile of bodies on a roadside. Sinaloa's embattled governor said earlier, after bodies were found on roadsides, that, quote, "We're doing well. We'll get over this soon." Ambassador Salazar pushed back, saying that in Sinaloa, the dead can be seen everywhere. I'm Rita Foley.
And this is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the so-called Christmas Wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman who filed suit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. That's the latest challenge to that state's near total ban on abortion. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy as well as self-determination under the state constitution. This is SRN News. Wholesale prices rising last month. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
The producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.2% from September to October. That's up from a 0.1% gain the month before. And compare it to a year ago, the Labor Department says wholesale prices were up just under 2.5%, accelerating from a year-over-year gain of 1.9% in September. Since peaking in mid-2022, inflation has fallen more or less steadily, but average prices are still nearly 20% higher than they were 3 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tragedy early this morning in Spain. Authorities say at least 10 people have been killed in a nursing home fire. Dozens hurt. And a Seattle man has been charged with 5 counts of assault and random stabbings of 5 people. More details at srnnews.com.